Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. This is a continuation on our series of podcasts titled Managing Plenty Tasks Within Limited Time. And this is a fourth episode. In the first episode, I explained that one of the most important things you have to do is to calm down despite the pressure that is mounting on you to be able to deliver. Then the second thing I also pointed out on the second episode is the fact that when you have a lot of things to do, you should prioritize. You should be able to outline what you have to do and decide the one that is the most important to do and the ones that are urgent to do and arrange them in that order. Then when you have been able to arrange that, when you have been able to outline all the things you have to do and prioritize them, you should also from that list decide the ones that you can give someone else to do for you while you concentrate on the ones you can't do for yourself. I encourage you to please get the previous episodes and listen to them if you don't have them. Now, having said all of that, another point I think you should bear in mind if you really want to be able to meet up with your multiple targets within a short time is that you should be able to eliminate distractions. Now, I don't think I should be explaining distraction, what distraction means to you, you understand it easily, but let me just say what I have in mind, perhaps to help paint that picture of what a distraction is perfectly in your mind. Distractions are things that take your attention away from what you should give your attention. Distractions are things that stand between you and getting the results you have to get. Distractions are good things that seem good enough to be attended to, when in reality they are not the most important, they are not the most urgent and most pressing thing to attend to. That is what I describe as distractions, and you have to find a way of dealing with them. You must develop capacity to be able to understand them. You must develop the capacity to be able to decide this is distraction and then handle them properly. Now, why I'm talking about distraction is that a lot of times the real reason why it appears as if we don't have time yet we have plenty of things to do is because the bulk of our time is spent on things that are essentially distraction. The bulk of our time is taken by distraction. That is why I say, please, the thing you do when you now understand or when you start feeling that you have a lot of things to do yet have limited time is to yank off distractions. Now, distraction, the first and most important thing to do is to say no to distraction. Distraction come in different ways. One important thing you need to understand is that distraction come in different ways. And like I pointed out earlier, they may not be bad things. They may just be things that look that they are good. But in reality, they are actually taking your time, taking you away from what should be your primary assignment, taking you away from what should be your focus. Let me try and explain a little bit of distraction with my own experience recently. You are in love and madly in love, of course. Praise God for you. That's a good thing. I mean, it's the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in my sight. Now, if you have job work to do, for instance, this is 8:30 and you're at work and your love calls you and wants you to start chatting, you're at work. Now, you have things to do. I mean, nobody's watching you in your cubicle or in your office. You are just on your own. Your boss doesn't see that you've been on call for 30 minutes. Now, let me tell you something. Even though it's good to connect with your love, even though it's good to talk, even though it's good that, you should be able to talk. The truth of the matter is that at that point, that call is a distraction. That's a matter of fact. Let me flip it so that you can understand what I'm saying perfectly. If you get home in the evening and you're supposed to sit down with your love, this time around, I'm just assuming you are not married. You're supposed to be on phone with him to talk, or her to talk. How has been your day? What's up? This one, the other one. You know, you are supposed to sit down and or be on phone and do that. And then suddenly somebody calls you and say, hello. Yeah. Hello, Ngozi. I need you to please help me tidy up this and the other one. And the thing, tidy up this, go here, download this, write this. And that is something that has to do with work. I'm not saying you shouldn't be a dedicated staff. I mean, you should be a dedicated staff who can make sacrifices for the company. But at that point, I dare say, that work is a distraction. That work from your office, that call from your boss is a distraction. The reason is because you're supposed to have quality time with your loved ones. You're supposed to have things at every point in time in your life. There should be priorities. There are things that should be topmost in your mind. There are things that should be the most important thing to attend to. There are things that should be attended to first. And anything that comes in between attending to that one that is first, even though it looks good, it is called distraction. You understand that? Now, the thing you have to do, one of the most important things you have to do if you really want to eliminate distraction is to say no to distraction. Now, they will come tempting, they will come very strong, they will come as if you don't attend to them, something will go wrong. In reality, a lot of times, nothing will go wrong. Again, I'm saying it again, heaven will not close because you don't attend to some of those things. Now, what I'm saying is that me personally, my number one issue used to be, I don't know how to say no to people when their own request or opinion or demand for me is essentially a distraction. I also don't used to know how to say no to things when I understand they are distraction. Until after listening to my podcast, Drastic Decision, How to Use to Maximize Your Time. You know, you wonder, like, did you say you listen to your podcast? Let me just tell you something about it. The podcast, even if you don't listen to me, I listen to myself. I can tell you that categorically. Sometimes I get into issues. I mean, this is the 120th episode of Roji Step Up, and we started last year. Of course, at some point, we went on break, about 3 or 5 months. Now, but generally, when I start getting concerned about certain things, I seem to have lost control of my time. I'll just go and 5 Nuggets to Boost Your Productivity. It's one of our podcasts. Or Drastic Decision to Maximizing Your Time. I get it and listen to it. After listening to it, I just woke up and with anger, I say no to all the distraction coming. At some point, I had to delete my Facebook app on my phone and shut down, deactivate my Facebook account so that even when I have to browse with my computer, I don't get tempted to open Facebook to check anything. Then I notice I spend about an hour on Facebook every day. And I say, what is wrong with you? Fine. You cannot be spending this number of hours every day on Facebook and tell me you don't have time. Because at that point in time, there were things I was supposed to do. There are books I need to have written, articles I need to write, clients' jobs I need to deliver on. I mean, practice I need to do concerning my skills to refine my skills. I don't do them. I sit down every time on Facebook, scrolling down, up and down, checking pictures and reading stupid things people post on Facebook. I said, Joe, this thing has to stop now. So I woke up one day, with vexation, I deleted my app, went on my computer, deactivated my account. I deleted WhatsApp and had to install WhatsApp with a different number that people don't know much. So I just sent it to my co-worker so that if they need to send me material quickly, I get it. And I informed other people I have to do work with, which I don't have personal relationship with. Please, if you send me an email, I will respond in less than an hour. I mean, my data is always on, except that I got distracted with all of those social media things. For me, that was my own way of saying no to distraction. Your distraction may not be social media. Your distraction may be people you talk with. Find a way of getting them to understand that this thing is not supposed to be so. For me, one of my biggest obstacles being in love is that, you need to talk with the person you're in love with. But again, sometimes that talk gets long, especially someone like me that we can talk as long as an hour or 30 minutes at a stretch. And we'll find ourselves eating into our time. So we now sit down and say, we have to reduce this call to this extent so that it doesn't become a distraction and we don't talk this time to this time. These are simple things you have to do concerning eliminating distraction. And once you're able to do them, you realize you'll be able to achieve more results than you actually thought possible. Again, let me tell you something. Within the short time, I had to delete Facebook. It was 2 weeks. It was middle of the month. And I just yanked it off and say, I'm not coming back until the beginning of next month. I found out that I can actually live without those things. Then again, when I came back, I found out methods to set my Facebook up. I don't get notification even if you tag me on Facebook. I only go to Facebook when I choose to because my data is on all the time. Once you send anything, I get notification. So I said that I don't get notification until I open app to check anything that concerns me on Facebook. So these are simple things I had to do because I had to yank off distraction so I have adequate time to be able to attend to the important things I have to do. My point is, look at distractions around you, the gossiper that comes to gossip with you when you're supposed to be at work, your classmate that say let's go to fellowship when you should be reading, the one that say let's be reading when you should be going to fellowship. Understand what is important at every point in time. Anything trying to take your attention away from that important thing is a distraction. And my message today is this. If you really want to complete the 20 tasks before you, within the short time that is available to you, one of the most important things you have to do is to create more time by eliminating the distractions in your life.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brojid.com. That is BROJID.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Broji World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.